We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. And we welcome our fathers today on this Father's Day. We give them greetings in the Lord and want to encourage them today. I want to share with you just a few thoughts this morning from 2 Chronicles chapter 26. As we consider the kind of examples that fathers should be to their sons, there's a recorded event that took place in the life of Uzziah, which the Bible says that he was a good king. But as he grew older, he became very proud. The Bible says, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And the Bible tells us the story of how that as he was offering incense, that Azariah the priest came in there with several men to remove him. And they said, King, you ought not to be in here. You ought not to be doing this. And he continued to wave the censer in a very proud-filled moment. You don't tell me what to do. I'm the king. And immediately the Bible says his face, his forehead broke out with leprosy, and it began to spread across his body. And the Bible says that Azariah thrust him out of the temple. And at the same time, it says, yes, even Uzziah left hasted out because he realized what he had done at that moment. Now, he died a leper, the Bible says, and then his son Jotham, when he was 20 and 5 years old, began to reign. He began to reign at the beginning of his father's leprosy. And then there's this interesting statement made about him in verse 2 of chapter 27. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah did. Howbeit, he entered not into the temple of the Lord. In other words, he did not go in to do what his father did. He was very careful throughout his reign that he did not step into that role of priest and take up that responsibility which was not his to take. Now, you know, fathers, you can be examples in two ways. You can be a positive example or you can be a negative example, as Uzziah was, and his son learned from that example and said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go in my father's way that he did, because he spent the remaining years of his life as a leper. Now, as just an encouragement to us all today, but also to especially to parents, we have a responsibility to be an example. The Bible says that we're to be an example of the believers. In other words, everywhere we go and what we do should be a testimony and a witness to others of God's saving work in our own hearts and lives, and the humility that we should have before Him, as He is the mighty God and we are His people. We are His sheep. You know, we don't like to think of ourselves as sheep, do we? We would prefer ourselves to be servant leaders. Oh, I love how that expression has come out. You don't find that anywhere in the Bible, be a servant leader, but you hear that everywhere today. It says to be a servant. It doesn't say to be a servant leader. Well, that's a new word we've invented and said, oh yeah, the Bible talks about that all the time. The Bible wants us to be a servant, and Uzziah forgot his role. He stepped out of his role that God had given to him, and he became a negative example to his son. But his son was wise enough to learn from his father's poor example and not to make the same mistake. Listen, he didn't make an excuse for his dad. I'm going to tell you, we live in an excuse-riddled world. Oh, I did this because that's the way I was taught. Well, I did this because that way I just had a bad example growing up. I had a terrible childhood. I had bad examples, so that's why I'm the way I am today. Listen, Jotham learned from his father's mistakes, his father's sin, and he didn't repeat it. He was careful, the Bible says, howbeit he entered not into the temple of the Lord. What a wonderful example here, that even though you may have a poor example before you, you can still do what is right. May God help us today, as we gather to sing His praises and to open His Word, to have a spirit and a desire to do what God wants us to do.